Greetings. I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today will be in John chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. But before we begin with the scripture passage, I want to give you a prompt to praise God today. The Bible says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. We should praise him every day." So what is something for which we could praise God today? I encourage you today, praise God for his providence. God's providence reminds us that God is in control. He's in control of history. He's in control of the details of our lives. He's in control. A couple of verses remind me of that. Jesus said in Matthew 10:29, "Aren't two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's consent." God is in control. And then I think of Joshua 21:45, "None of the good promises the Lord had made to the house of Israel failed. Everything was fulfilled. God is in control." So we praise you, Lord, today for your providence. Now, our focus in John chapter 11. We'll be in this focus, we'll be in this narrative for a number of devotions. This is the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. And so I want to help you understand a little bit of the geography, because I think that will contribute to you better understanding this whole historical narrative here and the miracle that Jesus does. In John chapter 10, verse 40, the scripture told us that Jesus, though he had been ministering in Jerusalem, he left Jerusalem and went to the place where John the Baptist had spent much of his ministry, where John the Baptist had baptized. And so that's a place called Bethany, though it's not called that in John 10:40. It is referenced back in John chapter 2. If you left Jerusalem and you went due east, you would eventually come to the city of Jericho. If you continued east, you get to the Jordan River. And then just a little bit further, you get to this place where John baptized, and it's called Bethany. We call it today Bethany beyond the Jordan. It's actually in the country today of Jordan, not Israel. So it's difficult to visit. I have gone and stood on the border there at the Jordan River and looked over into Bethany beyond the Jordan, but I've never actually been there. Now, why is that important? Well, we're going to see in John chapter 11 that Jesus is going to leave that place and he's going to go to Bethany. Now, that could be confusing if you didn't know that there are two Bethanies. The other little village of Bethany was just a couple of miles south of Jerusalem. This is where Mary and Martha lived, where their brother Lazarus lived, and Jesus was very close to them. In fact, many of the times that Jesus was in Jerusalem, he would spend the night in Bethany. And the distance between Bethany, the home place of Mary and Martha, just below Jerusalem, and Bethany beyond the Jordan, it's about 20 miles, maybe a little more. It would have been a very difficult one-day journey between the two if you had a message. And we'll see here that that really becomes a part of this account. With all of that in mind, let's begin. John chapter 11, verse 1. "Now a man was sick, Lazarus, from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha." And so there it is, Bethany. Verse 2. "Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair, and it was her brother Lazarus who was sick." And so this gives us a little bit of the who's who. It's interesting that the reference here to something that Mary has done is something that's not even mentioned in the gospel until we get to chapter 12. But when John wrote this gospel, he knew that this was such a familiar event to his readers. They already knew the story of Jesus, and they already knew the story of Mary and what she had done, that he is able to reference it here, even though he doesn't detail it until the next chapter. Verse 3, "So the sisters sent a message to him, 'Lord, the one you love is sick.'" Jesus loved Lazarus, and so the sisters send him the message, "Lazarus is sick." Now, it would have taken a day. at least a day to get this message from the sisters to Jesus. Verse 4, when Jesus heard it, he said, "This sickness will not end in death, but is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now, Jesus doesn't say that Lazarus won't die, but that the death of Lazarus wouldn't be final. It's not that this will not lead to death. It is that it will lead through death for the glory of God. Now, it's important to know here that Jesus could have healed Lazarus just at this moment, even from a distance. He could have done that. We have seen that already in the Gospel of John. Why did he not? Well, he says here that all of this is going to take place so that God will be glorified, and we'll see that he will be glorified. Verse 5, now Jesus loved Martha, her sister, and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Now that's maybe surprising. You would expect it to say that he loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus, so he quickly went to them. But it doesn't say that. It says he loved them, so he waited 2 more days. Now, Jesus' timing is often not our timing. In fact, likely by this time that Jesus received this message, Lazarus was already dead. And Jesus knew about Lazarus's illness and death even before the message came. So why did Jesus delay? Well, he says that he loved them, but he delayed because there was something more important. There was something more valuable than just rescuing Lazarus from his illness, if he had not yet died, or comforting Mary and Martha. The more important thing was that he wanted to strengthen their faith. He wanted them and the disciples to see more of God's power, of God's sovereignty, so that their faith would be stronger, so that they would have greater trust in him. And so, because he loved them, he didn't immediately answer their request, but he waited. He waited. Look at verse 7. It says, then after that, he said to his disciples, let's go to Judea again. Judea is the area that would include Jerusalem and Bethany. So what does this teach us? Well, we've just seen a part of the narrative so far, but already we've seen the lesson that we should trust God's timing. God's timing doesn't always make sense to us, but God's timing is best. Trust God's timing. Look for how God strengthens us and matures us, even in our hardship and even in what sometimes seems like his delayed timing. Now, as we wrap this up, let me give you something to thank God for today. Let's thank God today for the gift of his Holy Spirit. Jesus said that he had to leave so that he could send the Holy Spirit to us. The Holy Spirit comforts us. He guides us. He gives us wisdom. He gives us conviction of sin. He gives us strength. He forms the character of Christ in us. He gives us the peace of God and the joy of God. One of the greatest gifts that God has given to us is his Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons on your favorite podcasting app. Just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.